Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm Jennifer Hellman, your host for AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio. I am very pleased tonight to have a very good friend of mine, Jennifer Hoffman, on the show tonight. Jennifer is a longtime intuitive and channels Archangel Uriel. She has a wonderful gift that she shares on her website, www.urielheals.com, where she offers reading, coaching, and a lot of wonderful insights, including her weekly newsletter for our ever-growing audience. Jennifer, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
I want to make sure that audience knows that Jennifer will be taking calls later on in the second half of the show, so have your questions ready. But first, I want to ask Jennifer about contacting and channeling Archangel Uriel. What's the story behind that?
Well, I started channeling Archangel Uriel about 5 years ago, and it was kind of interesting the way it started, because about 20 years ago I used to do a lot of channeling and spiritual work, and I did a lot of trance channeling at that time, which was really difficult. And one day, about 5 years ago, I was doing a reading for a friend, and she kept on staring at me. And after a few minutes, I looked at her and I said, okay, what's going on? Why are you looking at me? And she said, your voice is different and you're glowing and something else is here. So I asked who the energy was, and I heard Archangel Uriel. Well, I didn't even know who Archangel Uriel was, so I went home and looked him up on the internet, and that started my channeling. I started writing down the information I was getting. And then about a year after that, I was told to put up a website and start a newsletter. And, of course, I didn't want to do either one because I just didn't think that I could do that. And I put the newsletter off and the website for 2 or 3 months, and the urgings got stronger and stronger until finally I put up the website and didn't start the newsletter. And then I was told to start writing. And my first question was, you know, who's going to read this? And the answer was, don't worry about that. And then the second question was, what am I going to write about? And I heard again, don't worry about that. So I put up the first newsletter. It went to 3 people, me and 2 of my friends, who I had asked to please subscribe so I could make sure that it worked. And that was in early 2004. So it's now in its 4th year. I write the newsletter every week. In fact, the first one, I thought it was going to be monthly, and I wrote and thought, well, this is cool. I can do this once a month. And then I heard, no, it has to be done weekly. So I have been writing the newsletter every week now consistently. I haven't missed a week in going on 4 years.
The newsletter is amazing.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you. I have been subscribing it probably since early 2005, and every week I literally always sit back in my seat and say, how did she do it? The messages are exactly what I need to hear, and it's just awesome and incredible. The messages that you do get, it's really timely and right on track.
Well, thank you. I hear that from a lot of people, and it actually surprises me how much it has grown, because it went from the 3 subscribers who originally got it to probably about 20,000 people now who get it every week. And it goes out on Sunday nights, and I sit down on Sunday night and I sit at my computer and I tell Uriel, okay, I'm here and I don't want to be here all night. It's written. I usually write in a couple hours. It usually takes about 2 hours. And it's a long newsletter. It's about 2,200 words. So there are 4 articles in each newsletter. There's a monthly article, and one of the articles in the newsletter is about the monthly article and kind of expanded topic. and then I just write something that I am guided to write. I have a message from Archangel Uriel, and then in December of 2004, I started writing about indigo and crystal children and adults. And those articles also get a great deal of positive feedback because there are many people who are indigos or crystals, you know, adults or children, and who really are lost and need information about that particular energy. So it's been a real blessing. Sometimes it's kind of hard. You know, I look at the newsletter and think, how am I going to know what to write? But every week when I sit down, it's like the words just come, and it actually gets written quite easily.
It just flows through you, doesn't it? It's wonderful to be able to challenge. Now, you mentioned something about sometimes it's hard to do. What are some of the challenges that you go through having this energy around you and, you know, dealing with all the things that are going on?
Well, one of the challenges is I write about things that I also experience. So some of the difficult things that other people are going through who write to me and say, oh, I've been going through such a hard time, how did you know? It's because I'm going through it as well. I'm having to experience some of these challenges in order to write about them. And it's, you know, no matter how spiritually evolved or how much we know, there are still moments where we think, can I really do this? You know, is this really something that, is it going to work this week, or am I just going to sit here and nothing is going to happen? But that never happens.
No. The universe never lets us down.
No, never. And I consider it a true responsibility. So I am very diligent in getting the newsletter out and then make sure it gets written. And somebody asked me once how I prepared for this, you know, for being able to do this. And I said, you know, I worked in the field of technology for almost 20 years. And I worked in internet technology for the last 15, so I know how to do all of this. And all I really wanted to do was be a corporate vice president in an IT company.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I learned what I needed to know to be able to do my website, write the newsletter, you know, how to publish it, you know, do my marketing, and all those things. Those are all skills that I learned when I was working in the corporate world.
Right, and it's amazing how all those little experiences add up to being part of the end result that you're supposed to be at. And I'm finding more and more people that they're looking back at their experiences and they are saying, you know, I learned this, that, and this, and I'm using it, and I had no idea why I was doing it. So it all basically falls in place.
Exactly.
Yes. So what are some of the other things that you have on your website besides the extended parts of your newsletter? You also have some other services. What are those?
I do something that I call miracle coaching, and it's an 8-week program where I work one-on-one with people to help them learn to create miracles in their lives. And I have had some pretty amazing results with people. It's just amazing to me once those blocks get removed and once they begin to understand the process, how they can learn to create miracles in their lives. I also offer a 4-week program called Spiritual Mentoring, and it is basically a mentoring program where I help people, again, one-on-one, connect to something in them that they really need to work on, whether it's a single issue or something that they feel is blocking them, some kind of problem that they're having. Because we are all connected, and everything in our lives is also connected. So generally, if you have a problem in one area of your life or you feel blocked in one area of your life, it isn't just in one area. It tends to trickle out into every other area. And what my clients find is that when they address that one issue, then everything else in their life opens up.
Yes, it's wonderful when you finally find that missing piece in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really open things up.
I also do individual readings for clients.
Mm-hmm.
I do 30 or 60-minute readings. And I have a number of books that Uriel has channeled to me. One is, there's a free ebook on my website that is the first thing that it was ever channeled to me by Uriel, and I was told to put it on the website and make sure that it was free. It's included as a free download, and it's called Communicating with Your Angels and Spirit Guides, and
mm-hmm.
that ebook is available to everybody. It's only in English right now. Unfortunately, I'm working on getting it translated into at least Spanish. I have a large, large number of readers in Mexico, Central America, and South America. And I have another ebook called that was channeled to me as I was trying to go to the grocery store one day. It's called The Difference Between a Victor and a Victim is I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of it was an interesting book because if you look at the words victor and victim, the difference is really the letters I Am.
Yes.
And then, the newsletters, the last year of newsletters is on the website, and I am preparing for publication next month books on that include the last 3 years of newsletters, a year in each book, and I'm also finishing up the what I call that big book, Shifting Our Consciousness, and hopefully that will be available in September as well.
Well, you're definitely a busy person now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So, but you talked about the shift and the shift of consciousness. Let's talk about that. What exactly is the shift? What does that mean?
The shift in consciousness is the changing energy that's allowing us to move our focus from the very small material and ego-based way of looking at ourselves and our reality to a much larger focus on integrating the spiritual and the material worlds together. If you get an email from me, you notice there's a quote at the bottom that was from Archangel Uriel in 2005, and the quote says, it's not the spiritual world that's moving closer to you, but you that's moving closer to spirit. The world of spirit has always been there, and
yes,
there's always been a veil between the spiritual and material worlds, and that veil is lifting. And it's lifting because we are collectively, the human population, are raising our own vibrations, are raising our own consciousness, and being more aware of the spiritual world. And as we do that, we allow the two worlds to unite. And that's really the principle of bringing heaven on earth, which is why we're here. Heaven isn't a place that we go to when we die. Heaven exists all around us. It's just a matter of us being able to connect to it. And as we shift our consciousness, we shift the level at which we see ourselves, the way that the level at which we look at our place in the world and learn to integrate spirit, the spiritual and material worlds, we actually allow those two worlds to blend and become one.
There,
it's been happening since slowly, since I want to say 1995. And
mm-hmm.
anyone who's been going through any kind of really difficult, life-changing stuff in the last probably 10 or 12 years, you know, knows that there's some higher purpose to all of this, even if it isn't completely within our realm of understanding. But we are literally at the cusp of that process. One of my friends calls us the first waivers, and we have been going through a lot of these things and setting the energy. And I'm sure many listeners are familiar with the concept of light workers. The light workers are the ones who have come in and volunteered to do this and to set the energy so that the people coming behind us will be able to go through the process a little more smoothly, but also so that when they go through their process, they have teachers, and we are their teachers.
And as one of those teachers, it's not always easy to go through those lessons, but I always know that it's a blessing, and for anyone who is going through it, it is wonderful to actually get through that and understand that it is just the beginning of even more beautiful things to come for many, many people.
Absolutely. One of the real blessings of going through this shift and going through this work that it can be incredibly challenging and difficult, and I can't emphasize enough how hard this can be when your life gets turned completely upside down. It seems like the rug gets completely pulled out from under you, where everything is stripped away. And the reason it gets stripped away is that it's going to be replaced with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the old has to go away to make room for the new. Unfortunately, the old going away can be fairly difficult and fairly painful. It's not always easy to watch as your life seems to slowly unravel, and it seems that no matter what you do, nothing works, and that's what many people's shift experience has been. It's also happening much more quickly now and to a lot more people. Even people who don't ascribe to any kind of spiritual beliefs or who wouldn't describe themselves as spiritual people are going through this process right now.
Most definitely. And it's the everyday people that have no clue what's going on that really makes me appreciate the lessons and going through this before, because just having an everyday conversation with them, I can help them, and I'm sure you do the same thing, just to make them, reassure them that it's going to be all right, and just to understand that things need to shift so they can be in a better place. And it's always an interesting experience to be out of the blue, have this something that you had just happened repeated to you from somebody that you just met at a restaurant or in a social event, and you can be right there and help them through it.
Exactly.
So basically, the whole reason for this happening is for things coming up in the future. Now, the date 2012 is coming up quickly, and that's always, it's the end of the Mayan calendar. Mm-hmm. Has Archangel Uriel given you any insight of exactly what's going to happen in 2012?
Well, one of the things that Uriel has told me about 2012 is that we are actually closer to that date than we think, because we are looking at 2012 in terms of our calendar, our Julian calendar that we use. However, the calendar was changed several hundred years ago, so we actually are not in 2007 in terms of the Mayan calendar 2012. We're actually closer to 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So the changes that we think are coming in 4 years are actually happening going to happen in about a year and a half. I have not been told that there are going to be great cataclysms, that the world's literally going to blow apart, that everybody in the world's going to be killed. What I have been told is that we've been given the information so that we can have an awareness of what's coming up and of a potential that's coming up. What we don't always remember about the universe is that it's always changing, and we can always change direction, and we can always make different choices. And many of Archangel Uriel's teachings were about just that. What are you going to choose? And if you don't like that, or if it's not right for you, you can always choose something different. And the fact that you know you have other choices makes those choices available to you. And it's a matter of being in fear or in unconditional love. And on that, one of the things about Uriel is he's extremely direct and very, very black and white. Things either are or they are not. And he says there are two energies in the universe. There's fear, and there's unconditional love, and there's nothing in the middle. You either are in one or the other. You can't be in between, and you can't be in both. So when more and more people shift their consciousness and understand the need for us to strengthen our connection to source, to understand that we are all connected, you know, what happens for one happens for everyone, then we can make this shift, this 2012 date, not insignificant, but where it becomes a new beginning instead of just an end.
Right. Well, with every end, there is new beginnings and rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just transformation.
Right.
So if somebody is going through this and they're having very, very bizarre experiences and they don't understand, what are some of the things that you suggest to help them get through this?
Well, one of the first things that I suggest is to have them look at their thinking and their belief system, because we create our reality through our thoughts, words, and beliefs and actions. So if, for example, say they're going through a job change and the job change is unexpected, they lost their job, which for listeners from the U.S. know that that happens all the time. Listeners from other countries will think, oh, you know, how is this possible? But in the U.S. it happens all the time. You know, we have different ways of looking at that. We can see this as this terrible thing and how awful it is and how, you know, what are we going to do next? Or, and this actually has happened to a client of mine who actually hated her job and was felt she was really underemployed and really wanted to find something else but was afraid to go look. And when she lost her job, she called me in tears and said, I've lost my job. What am I going to do? And I said, well, you're going to find another job, and this time you're going to look for something you really like. Besides, you hated your job. Why are you surprised that you've lost it? Because you didn't like it, and all you ever did was complain about it. So to look at how our beliefs have created this, the other thing that I counsel people on is that each of us has the same amount of power, and we have the same access to Source. So there is no one in the world who is more powerful in a spiritual sense than anybody else. The same power that created the situation you're going through is the same is the power you're going to use to get yourself out. And it's amazing how shifting a belief, shifting your thought patterns, shifting the words that you use to speak about yourself and what you do and what you're capable of can completely alter your reality. I had a conversation with one of my clients last night, and she is having a really difficult time at work. And her manager, she was in a meeting and said something, and her manager turned and looked at her and said, and who do you think you are? Which completely put her in fear. And we were talking about it, and I said, and what did that make you think? And she said, well, I heard my mother scolding me as a child. And I said, okay, this is an opportunity for you to turn around and look and say, I am a strong, confident woman.
Yes.
Instead of being afraid. And as soon as we had that conversation, her energy completely shifted because now she was no longer in fear. And I said, you know, now that you have this new understanding and this new knowledge of yourself, for anything that deals with that aspect of your life, you can't be afraid anymore. Because anytime someone says to you, and who do you think you are, you see that not as a challenge to your identity, but as an opportunity for you to state loudly and proudly who you are.
Yeah.
Affirm that for yourself. So if we can look past what is happening and look past the fear and look past the old beliefs that we have about these processes and look at it with detachment, you know, detach from the emotions, detach from the fear, and then see how we can find, as you said, find the blessing in it. What is really the opportunity here for us? Is it an opportunity to start a business, get a different relationship, to find a new job? There are all kinds of opportunities wrapped up in these changes, but only if we can detach and step back and not focus so much on what is happening to us, but what the message is for us.
Okay, now that brings up a question for me that I hear from a lot of my clients, and I want to get your idea of how you do this. Mm-hmm. Many times I get the message that they just need to let it go. And my clients always say, well, how do I do that? What do you tell your clients?
You're absolutely right, and I tell my clients that too. And I tell them that. I have to say, I tell them that, and I can tell you it is something that is very hard to do. And I don't underestimate the difficulty of that goes with letting something go. Because when we let something go, we detach from it completely. We trust that divine action is at work. Everything will happen in divine timing, and everything happens in perfect order, and we don't worry about it. We know that whatever the universe takes away from us, it will replace it with something that's much better, but it is very, very difficult for us to detach and let things go and just trust that the universe knows what it's doing.
Yes, and from my own experience, and I'm sure from you, you know, the moment that you're totally surrendering, saying, all right, And there's just that touch of the unknown. And how do you explain and to your clients that the unknown is something that is really something not to be afraid of?
That's another difficult question, because I do tell them, you know, that it's not so much the unknown, it's creating new opportunities. And it's not so much what they think will happen, but it's more based on, what do you really want? Do you want to be happy? Or do you want to have more abundance? Do you want to have more joy in your life? And focus on that, and let the details go, because we only see the world through the very limited perception that we have of it, and our possibilities are limited by our experiences. In terms of the universe, though, that becomes an arena of unlimited possibilities. The universe has wonderful and truly awesome ways of making things work out. It's really
surprising how they do work it out too.
It is. It's amazing. I've like from the miracle coaching, I've seen some amazing results from people that were just things that they would never have thought of, that I have never have considered, that I didn't even know existed, or they didn't even know were possibilities. But it can only happen when we truly let go and just know that the universe knows what it's doing, and if it doesn't make sense to us, there's a saying, when in doubt, do nothing.
Yeah, and for me at least, sometimes I hear this and I say, man, are they clever. I really just sit back and say, wow, you guys are good.
Well, I had an experience, and I do tell this story to my clients a great deal because it shows just how creative the universe can be. A few years ago, I wanted to go to France on vacation, and I wanted to have this two-week vacation to a part of France that I wasn't familiar with, and I just wanted to go. And I grew up in France, so I do speak French. And sometime later, the universe actually within a couple days, I got a request from someone to go to France on a tour as the translator, and my trip was free. And I actually got everything. I got my trip, I got 2 weeks, I got a place in France I wasn't familiar with, and I was paid for going. The man actually paid me for going, including getting my trip free. And if someone had said to me, oh yeah, well you can go to France as a translator and your trip will be free, I would have probably laughed at him, because I said, well, that's, who's going to pay me to go to France and speak French? But
yeah.
it actually just worked out in the most wonderful, miraculous way. So when we do learn to let go and really trust in the process actually works.
Yes, it's the miracles always happen, and every time, literally, I just say, thank you, I'm so grateful for this blessing. And it always is so awesome when it does. The thing I also want to talk to you about is, and it's a little bit about manifestation. And there's a lot of different ways of manifesting. And, I mean, there's some people that say you're supposed to focus on it for a few minutes every day till it happens. There's other people that say you write it down, put it away, and just let it go and forget about it, and then listen to your guidance. How do you suggest on manifesting somebody's dream?
Well, the first thing that I tell clients is to, consider what they want and why they want it. Is it to replace something else? Or, are they approaching it from a place of lack, from a place of fear? And then to really get clear on what it is they want. If they want a relationship, do they want a relationship, or do they just want attention? Do they want someone to love them, or do they, just want someone to take care of them because they're feeling needy at that moment? We spend a lot of time talking about those things. And then to focus on what they want and ask, and then I just, whenever what I tell them is when the kind of the blocks come up, the things like, oh, I can't have it, oh, it's not going to work, oh, I don't think I'll get that, to use those as opportunities to reinforce what they want and just say thank you and know that it's on its way. I think the biggest problem that I know my clients experience are this little voice that says, oh, it's not going to happen. And if they let that voice continue, it won't, because we can only manifest when we're in a place of complete trust.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the energy, when you're not in that total, it's just, it's very specific, and it's just almost, I describe it as being in the flow, is like a smile inside of you that's just beaming all the time.
That's a very nice analogy. You know, one of the things that I tell my clients, too, is to do what works for them, what makes them comfortable. If they need to write it down every day in a little notebook, then they should write it down every day. If they need to, you know, pray about it when they wake up in the morning or go to bed at night, then they need to do that. I don't think that there's one method that will work for everyone. I think that everyone needs to find what they're comfortable with and then do that. And they'll know what works because whatever they ask for will manifest, and they'll figure out what works for them. And I also tell them, too, that sometimes the first couple ones are a little hard. I mean, sometimes it's a little tricky. But once you figure out what works for you and you know how the process works, then it actually is, it becomes much easier. I also remind them that, you know, some people say, well, how can I deserve a miracle? You know, why would God give me a miracle? Who am I? And I remind them that when they want to manifest something, generally what they want to manifest is the answer to someone else's prayer. So, for example, with this trip I was talking about, the man who had this tour really needed a translator. And the tour would not have been as successful if he didn't have someone like me who could speak the language and actually help him. I wanted, that was his request for a miracle. I just wanted to go on the trip.
Right.
He was the answer to my miracle. He was the answer to my prayer, but I was also the answer to his. So if we look in terms of, each person is asking for something, and the universe matches this up. So it takes my request and matches it with someone who has that request as well.
Yes. And Jennifer, we have a call.
Okay.
A caller right now, so I'd like to thank them for calling in. And who are we speaking with?
Hey, Jen, this is Brant.
Hi, Brant. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And what would you like to ask Jennifer?
Actually, I just have a bit of a question and a comment. Is that, ever since I was a kid, I've always been psychic and everything like that. But as far as manifestations, I can't always manifest for myself, but I can really manifest well for other people. And it seems to be that whether the person is, you know, doesn't think it's going to happen or anything like that, it seems as though I can almost will it to happen. And I'm wondering if that's what it's happening, or if the universe just picks up on it and says, okay, we're going to go with whatever energy you're sending out and kind of bank on it.
You want me to answer that, Jen?
Sure.
You're very good at supporting other people because it actually makes you feel good when you see other people get what they want.
Yep.
And for you, and don't take anything I say negatively, for you, the ability to create that for them and to see the joy on their face, it's like it doesn't mean as much for you to experience that internally as it does for you to see somebody else experiencing it. So
yeah, that's a pretty good take.
When you learn to actually use that energy for yourself and to focus for yourself, I also get, too, that you pretty much have everything you want. You're fairly satisfied with your life.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of looking for, you know, a better... I like the field I'm in for work, but, you know, I like to always expand on it and kind of take it where I can make money but help a lot of people in the process.
Well, the other thing, too, that I see is that when change occurs for you, it kind of occurs in big steps.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you almost don't want, it's like you like to keep change really at a very long arm's length, because when it does happen, it just totally upsets your life. It's like, it's almost like the slate gets wiped clean, change is here, up, let's start all over again. And it can be very unsettling for you, and you don't like your life to be upset like that. So it's much safer for you to use your manifesting for other people so that you kind of keep your life in order.
That's an extremely good take on it.
So, I mean, you are a, tell me, not a risk taker, but you're like you like to play with fire.
Sometimes.
You like to hold your hand to the fire just until your fingertips get singed, and then you pull it back. Just remember that you're the one that initiates that change. It also takes quite a bit to pull you out of some kind of complacency that you find yourself in a lot. It takes a lot to get your attention. And
yeah.
It's almost like what I'm seeing from you is that you're like someone who's a really sound sleeper, and it takes like a train wreck to wake you up.
Yes, it does.
So when you need to change, it's like somebody has to literally, I just see you pulling you by the front of the shirt, like jerking you out of where you are to put you on a different path. You know, you have the ability to smooth that out, but you also like the rush. So on one hand, you say you don't like it. On the other hand, yeah, it kind of gives you this sense of accomplishment when you can go from having your life turned inside out to creating something really great. Even if
yeah, I'm becoming to accept that a little bit easier than I once had in the past.
Well, you're getting tired of that. It's getting to be too much work. So you can smooth that process out, and you know the manifestation for you is just. You don't need to ask for big things. You can just ask, you know, if you're thirsty, ask for a glass of water. You know, Archangel Uriel says the universe doesn't care whether you ask for a glass of water because you're thirsty or a house because you need a roof over your head. All miracles are equal in the eyes of the universe. So
okay.
There is no order of magnitude. It's all the same.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I believe we may have another caller.
Okay.
Do we have another caller on the line? Guess not. So manifestation, it's interesting how there is a lot of people like Brant who really just don't want to get up to make the changes, so they really get yanked out. Would you put yourself in that, or because I know personally that you've moved a lot. So you think you're just like one of those people that kind of thrives on change? Or just expect it because of who and what you are?
I guess it's a combination of both. First of all, I grew up in a family where I moved a lot as a child, so moving is no big deal to me. I do move a lot. I am getting a little tired of it. I know I have a couple more moves left, one that's coming up fairly soon. I haven't actually been told when, but I know it's coming up within the next, I'm going to say, probably 3 to 8 months. And I know I have one more after that. I think that, at least in my case, I have been moved around a lot because I have work to do in different places, and in order to do that work, I have to move. There have been a couple times when I have moved simply to avoid lessons, and let me tell you, it is not the thing to do. I can think of two instances, probably in the last 15 years specifically, where I moved because I didn't want to go through the lesson that I was going through there, and what I got was the same lesson at a new place. So it's a kind of a combination of several things. With people like Brad, and what's happening now, and this is true of the shift, as we were talking about earlier, is we truly are being pulled into out of our complacency and into what we need to learn. And we can either do it gracefully and walk into it, or the universe will drag us kicking and screaming. One way or the other, we are going to learn what we need to learn.
Don't you think that's happening more and more often now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have found with clients who call me with stories of what they're going through and things that are going on in their lives, and some are truly difficult and truly heart-wrenching. But it is. It's happening more and more to not only all around us and with light workers in particular, but to everybody.
Yes, I believe we do have another call. Do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. It's Christina Thompson in Chandler, Arizona, calling in to say hello, Jennifer, and hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hello, Christina. How are you doing?
Good. I've just been multitasking and listening to you two ladies talk, and I thought, I need to let Jennifer and the other Jennifer know that I'm on, that I'm here, I'm listening.
Well, I appreciate that. Do you have any questions for Jennifer?
When you said that, I get confused because you're the one I ask questions to. What's my angel's name? Or my angel for the day, how's that? I understand I have many. And then I'll say thank you.
I'm sorry, you're asking me what your angel's
name
is?
Yeah, what's my angel that has been holding me up today?
I still get your dad around you.
That's cool.
You have an angel with a funny name, and I want to say, I don't know why this name is coming to me. I want to say it's like Archie or a funny name, like a funny derivative of Arthur. You have like armchair energy around you. It's like you sit back and it's like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
Well, it's almost like the angels that are around you, first of all, you're far too busy. I get it very clearly. You do far too much. And they sustain you and support you. And we'll continue to do so, but I see a lot of concern around you because you're pushing yourself extremely hard. And they can support you to an extent, but it's like the question around you is, why are you doing this?
Why not?
You don't have to work this hard.
What if I enjoy it?
If you enjoy it, that's good. There's still a certain a limit to what you are capable of and what you can do. I see you doing a lot of things on your own, or I want to say independently, that you could either ask help of, or because they're showing me, it's like you do things almost just to see if you can.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you will be doing one thing and look over at something else and go, well, I wonder if I can do that. And then you start that, and now you've got two things going on.
Oh, I've got more than two things going
on.
And then
that process just repeats itself.
That's funny how you said you'll do things just to see if you can. Wow, that just hit it right on the head for me. Because I am one of those people, oh, can I do that? Let's see if I can do that. I can do that. I went skydiving.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
And went to 500 feet.
Wow.
Once. But I did it.
Christina, you need to pace yourself is the word I'm getting.
Pace?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that means I should close my files down.
Yes. I mean, I just know from a lot of people who are just like you, me being that way as well, and spirit will suddenly make you stop dead and rest.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I personally had valley fever and was down on my back for 2 months minimum because they said, you're doing too much, you need to rest, you need to pace yourself, what's just stopping you now?
Well, tomorrow I am treating myself. I am getting my hair cut in a totally different style. A little panic attack there, but I'm ready to do that. And then I'm going to go play poker at the National Poker Tournament, my second time to ever play. and that is something completely out of the box for
good.
Me.
That's good.
Because it's so much safer staying home and staying on task, because even though you're right, I go left, right, it's still self-contained. In the office and stuff.
Well, just consider pacing yourself. And understand everything's going to get done when it's supposed to get done, and you don't need to do it all at once.
Exactly.
Do you see me going to Australia in 2008?
They're telling me that's a trick question.
Is that too far?
Yeah, because I'm just like, huh?
The thing about you is that you have the ability, because you have a tremendous core of strength, and you actually have very good manifesting ability.
Yeah, I just see kangaroos and...
Sorry, you get what?
Little joeys.
They're showing... You asked me about Australia, but what I got is you really want to go to New Zealand.
Yes! So, but there are more people in Australia.
Well, there's a much older energy in New Zealand. And New Zealand is actually, there's a lot more shamanic energy in New Zealand that you really connect to.
I'm just going to have to go have tea with you girls.
If this is what you want, you really have the ability to create and manifest this trip to New Zealand. If you really want to go, you absolutely have the ability to do that.
Thank you. I will put the blah, blah. Just got distracted there. I just saw my vision board, so I will be making my vision board.
Good. Good for you.
So I have angels supporting me, and I'm wearing my angels out. Oh, my goodness.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Message from your angels. It's like you're wearing your angels out because you're doing too much, and you're just doing things. You're kind of like running around. If you would use your angels to help you manifest, then you would actually not have them running around behind you trying to support you as you're doing all this stuff, but you would also be able to manifest what you want.
Okay, so let me get this right. If I allow the angels to lift me and carry me by pacing myself,
right,
and giving them some free playtime too, then the team is going to flow forward.
Right.
In a happier... I just heard them all going, yes! Vibration!
It's almost like you're juggling knives, and they're busy trying to keep the knives from falling on you. And that's how you're keeping them busy, instead of doing something that's not as dangerous and allowing them to work and helping you manifest the things you want to do. It's like you're giving them busy work, but you're not giving them really, I don't want to say meaningful work, but you're not using them to the most effective way possible.
Okay, so I'm a control freak. I will. All right, I hear it. You know what? Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I totally accept their help. And I totally am in gratitude that they are around me. And
just know that
you were able to communicate to me for them.
Just know that they love you. I mean, that's one thing about our angels, is they love us in the most wonderful, magical way that we can imagine.
I wish I could see them. I know they're around.
They are around. It's a seeing. It's a feeling more than a seeing thing.
Well, every once in a while I'll go look at Hillman's website and see the picture of her angel. And I go, wow.
Well, and see yourself enjoying your trip to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because you will be going.
So thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That's a big problem. A lot of people have that problem of being a bit of a control freak and not understanding that their angels and guides can be really effective in a lot of different ways if they just let go of control.
Exactly.
And it's definitely the control thing is, for many people, being taken away. There is, I'm seeing a lot of light workers myself who are being asked, you're running yourself down, you need to rest. We're going to make sure you do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to put you in bed for 6 months.
Yes. So that's something I want to stress to the listeners is really listen to your body. If it tells you it's time to take a break and rest, don't push yourself. And make sure to drink lots of water.
You know, and that's a very good thing to mention, because as we're processing a lot of energy right now, our bodies kind of act as buffers, and it takes its toll. For one thing, many light workers are just tired and instances, and this has happened to me too, where they just have to go to bed. They have to go to sleep. They're just so exhausted they cannot stay awake. And the other thing too is drinking a lot of water. And one other thing too is eating well. You know, our food supports our body, and we need to pay attention to what we're eating.
And people's diets are being shifted to the proper diet for them.
Yeah, there was a time when, and I wasn't much of a red meat eater, but when I ate, not a lot of red meat, but occasionally, I can't eat it at all anymore.
Yes, I'm myself finding myself eating more vegetables, and I'm actually making my dog's food. So she's getting all the meat, and I'm getting all the vegetables. So it works out just fine. So it's good just to really listen and understand that if you're suddenly feeling like you don't want to do something anymore, it's all right to let it go.
Right.
Give yourself permission, which a lot of people are afraid to do.
Well, it's very scary to change every part of your life. And when the changes happen, they usually don't just happen in one area. They happen in many areas. And we'll find all of a sudden a lot of things in our life are changing, and they're changing all at once. And that can be a little intimidating. You know, all of a sudden you eat a hamburger and it makes you sick.
Right.
Two days before you were fine, and that has just shifted, and you will not be able to eat that anymore.
And that's okay.
That's right. That's all right. You'll find something else.
So something will replace it, and it's better for you. Do you find a lot of your clients having unusual cravings?
Yes.
During the shift?
Yes, me included, including eating things that I normally don't eat, like potato chips.
What's up with that?
I have no idea. Every once in a while, I will crave potato chips, or I will crave certain vegetables. And that has to do with part of the shift is our energetic vibration is shifting. As we release fear, we allow our energetic vibration to rise. And if you've read like Power versus Force, it talks a lot about how our energetic vibration, what it is and how it works and what it means when it shifts. When our vibrations go up, we actually become lighter in the sense of we vibrate at a much faster rate. So the foods we eat, all of which have their own vibration, we get attracted to foods that have a vibration that matches ours, which is why meat in and of itself isn't bad, but it's the cruel way that animals are treated and the inhumane way they're treated, the disrespectful way they're treated, that adds a certain vibration and actually brings down the vibration of the food. That's why a lot of people are switching to organic foods or more wholesome foods, because their vibration is shifting and they truly cannot eat certain kinds of food anymore.
Yes, I have a dear friend, and she never knows if she's going to be able to eat what she's making because her body daily is just shifting and changing so drastically. It's been quite the challenge for her.
One of the things I'd like to mention, because it's an issue for me, and I know it's an issue for many light workers, is the issue of weight gain.
Yes.
Which, and I know that a lot of people have written to me about this, and many of my clients ask me about it. As we're processing light, as we're processing this energy, our bodies need to take on literally more mass so that we can actually buffer some of this energy that comes through. If you've gained anywhere from 5 to 15 or 20 pounds in the last couple of years, and it goes and then it comes back and it goes and it comes back, it will all leave, and it really is something that you can't do anything about. It's the universe's way of kind of protecting your body as you're going through this process. Just remind the universe that, and this is what I do, that the weight is temporary, and that you know that it will be gone at the right time. So, and I wanted to mention that because I know it's a huge problem for people right now who somehow mysteriously gain this weight, and they can't lose it no matter what they do. But it really is an aspect of the shift and how we're changing and this shifting in vibration, and it will go away.
So this comes to the question of, for the light workers, so people who are really going through the process now and, in a sense, really need to be almost complete with this, when people, the math really start going into this process, how much longer do we have to go through this? Or is it just waves of it, you know, like,
well,
the waves, it comes and there'll be a ride, and it's just we have to go with the wave until it's the right time for humanity.
Well, I will say this, and Neil Hill actually wants to say this, For the most part, those who have gone through the shift for the last 5 years, those who have really experienced difficulties for the last 5 years, they're finished. And
yay!
They are there, and if the shift is a wave, then they are riding the crest on their surfboards, and there's no danger of them falling off. For those who are yet to come into this energy, their teachers, who are the ones who are finished, have been prepared. It is so important that as many people as possible are able to do this, that the teachers, those who have gone through the shift first, volunteered to experience every aspect of the shift so that they could help those who were yet to come. So there was and has been a new generation of spiritual teachers being born who are us, and we have gone through this shift so that as these people come behind us, we can help them get through it in a much more efficient and much quicker way than we had to go through it. And I, Jen, I know it's not fair because we didn't have anybody to help us, but it's like we who have gone through this now are able to help the mass of humanity get through it, because going through the shift and participating in this energy is a choice. It's a soul-level choice, and it's a yes or no choice. People have to decide yes they will or no they will not. And in order to give them the best opportunity to choose and the most information with which to make their choice, they have to be provided with teachers, and we are their teachers. So, to answer your question, we're done. We are done. That doesn't mean we won't have any more lessons. It just means that this part of the experience is finished, but our work is just beginning. So, yes, we're done. No, it's not over.
Well, overall, all the lessons have been blessings. They really have been. I look back at what I've heard and what I've gone through, and it really was an amazing, amazing part of my journey. And it really is awesome to look back and know that that experience is helping others now.
Mm-hmm.
that are just either beginning or in the process. So it is blessings. I'm grateful for the experience. So is there any final words you'd like to say?
Yes. Just remember that the universe is infinitely loving, infinitely abundant, and the source of unconditional love for everyone on the planet. In your darkest hour, you have to remember that you are loved beyond anything that you can imagine. And if you can go to that source of love, you can find the comfort that you're looking for.
Amen. Amen. And with that, I would like to thank Jennifer Hoffman and Archangel Uriel for visiting us tonight. I had a wonderful time. And if you're interested in listeners to getting more information on Jennifer Hoffman, her website again is www.urielheals.com. And I want to mention next week I have Margie Ann Cameron on, and we will be discussing hypnosis and NLP. Until then, this is Jennifer Hellman. And if you want more information about me, my website is www.angelsintuition.com. And remember, breathe in air. I thank you very much for listening and calling in. I say good night and many blessings.